You like this groove, Lene? Yeah. Like this groove, James? Yeah.
On WFDU, 5 o'clock in the morning, a new day is dawning. This is how we do. On WFDU, 5 o'clock in the morning, a new day is dawning. This is how we do. On WFDU. 5 o'clock in the morning, a new day is dawning. This is how we do on WFDU. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
sing your song, Don Corey.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
He is dawning.
Go ahead, boy.
This is how we do on WFDU.
5 o'clock in the morning. A new day is a dawning. This is how we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We gotta get Rance Allen in here.
Get Rance Allen in here, boy.
Bring it up!
Bobby Jones, where you at, brother?
I'm right here. You see this audience? They love you. Y'all ready for some gospel up in here? Hey, y'all!
Yeah.
Hey, y'all!
Yeah. Gotta get that head going, too. Yeah, girl. This is how we do it each and every week. From 1:15 a.m. until 6 a.m. Streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM.
That's right.
It's called Gospel Jazz Nations, where we give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, yes, sir, and a little bit of everything else in between.
Yeah, this is how we do on WFDU.
Yes, sir. It's 201-692-2012. And we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM.
That's right.
Send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com, or you can hit Don Corey at
DonCoreySings@AOL.com. That's DonCoreySings at AOL.com.
If you please. Thank you to Evangelist Muriel McCracken for calling in early in the show.
That's right. About she called 1:30. In on fire, y'all.
Yeah, man. She right off the box.
Yeah.
Straight through the gates.
Like she stepped on the elevator and just went straight on up.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Gospel Jazzations, 201-692-2012. And yes, we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Shout out once again to Reggie Reg out there in the UK.
Yes, Mike. And that is his job.
And Sister Doreen, who's tuning in as well. Yeah. They're checking us out at Gospel Jazzations TV. Thank you so much for tuning in. And my sister girl, Robin Nymack, out there in South Africa, tuning in as well. And Brother Denzel from South Africa, he's tuning in also. Thank you, partner, for tuning in. And we had, let's see who else is on here. Man, quite a few listeners here on the Facebook here. Everybody's hitting me up. James Casey, man, thanks for tuning in, partner. Elton Franz, Cal Teasy Pencil, and of course, sister girl, Lene Battle, is tuning in. Brother Kevin tried to stay up a little bit. He tried to stay up to catch Angela. I don't know if he's still on. But
I tell you, when you have those pajamas on with the feet in them, you know, you curl up. It's over. It's a done deal.
You had those down, Corey. You know, the plastic footies, you know, with the...
Then when you grew out of them, you just cut the feet off.
That's all, man. Come on. It's called recycling. Come on, Lynette. You know all about that, man. All right. It's Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM. And I'm taking a chance. This is my girl on the line here. Is this Angela Christine?
This is Angela Christine, and it is early.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Or it's late, depending on which way.
Yeah,
you look at.
Depending on how you look
between
on
between West Coast and the East Coast.
Right.
Well, girl, I know you're tired. I know you're just getting in from Phoenix, man, and I just appreciate you getting up just a little bit early this morning. But you're used to it, man. Don't you get up early a little bit to hit the gym or something like that?
Generally, I do. But when you get 3 or 4 hours of sleep, I'm still going to do it.
Won't be this morning, right?
Won't be this morning.
Just a little later, not this early.
Oh, maybe. A little later, okay.
Wow. Did you have a concert to do out there?
Oh, the NBA All-Star. I went out to the NBA event. And,
see?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's what I am talking about.
That's great.
You're doing your thing, Angela. I'm so proud of you, girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations on the 2009 Stellar Award.
I appreciate that. That was fun.
Wow.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Man. Good. And how many times have you been nominated for Stellar?
This is my fourth nomination.
Wow.
Congratulations.
And I'm telling you, you really deserve it because this project, Breath of Life, is anointed, girl. And I love the way you do your music, your album cover, the whole nine. You always do things in excellence because this is a classy woman right here we're talking to right now. Classy woman. But I'm just looking at the photos and everything. When the CD was first sent to me, I said I knew this was going to be a classic because everything that's done from the album cover on the outside to the inside and the way it was packaged on and the way it was sent.
Professional.
Said, what? What? She's got a good team behind her. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's great.
Excellent team behind her.
I always try to make sure that, you know, whatever we're doing when we represent the kingdom, that it's excellent. You know, come in.
And that's the way it should be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
man.
I'm quite honored to be talking to you because I remember you from back in the day. When
this
I
is Don Corey Washington, by the way. Don Corey.
Don Corey.
Go ahead.
Yes. Back in what day?
Yeah, Don. Back in what day, man?
Those the PAW Midwinter.
Oh, yeah. That's back in the day.
And I remember you playing at the services.
Oh, yeah. I've been ticking a long time like an Energizer Bunny. And, you know, when you find out what your calling is, what your passion is, and you lock into both, you're given the grace of God to continue and to do what you do.
Yes.
And that's what I'm most grateful about, is that I found my calling, heard my calling early,
right,
and followed it by faith. And
Amen.
Just stepped out there and did it. And, gosh, life couldn't have been better.
I hear that. I hear that, man. And this latest CD here, The Breath of Life, I know this was a long time coming, putting this project together, because I thought your last project prior to this was the bomb, Draw the Line. But I'm saying, nah, she can't top that. But what?
She's managed to do it again.
Yes.
You know, you're supposed to go higher and higher, go from glory to glory.
Right.
And, every round
goes. Oh, how did you know about that?
Well, I've been around for a minute.
Yeah, that boy's been around for a minute.
They don't even sing those songs anymore. I wish they did, though, because I still love them.
I do. I still do. Every now and then.
You know what? I might put that on my next record.
See? See?
I tell you.
Because you know Tony, I'll do it.
I know that's right. I know that is right. I know that is right. But Angela, man, I mean, this is, what, your fourth, fifth album?
Well, actually, it's my seventh project, and the fourth one on a national level.
I see.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. What's in the future for Angela Christie? What would you like to do, you know, before God calls you? I mean, is it pictures, movies, opening up a school or something like that? The Angela Christie wing?
This may sound really corny, but I really just want to win more souls for Christ.
Amen.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I want to do. Yeah. I think for those that are in the kingdom, the most important thing is that we be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my endeavor. I'm going to do another record, another CD. I'm going to write a book. I think not out of anything narcissistic, but I think that a book on my life will just be interesting to have come out of high school, finished college with 2 degrees. And I get questions all the time. How did you get involved? How do you hit the road full time and end up playing all across the country in South Africa, Lagos, Nigeria, Uganda, Germany, Japan. How do you do it?
Right.
As a single woman.
Right, right.
And a single black woman at that. And you pick up a horn. How do you make that happen? And I think to write about that and to write about the realities of coming into Christ and salvation and what happens after you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that it's not a place of arrival. It is a place of beginning.
Yeah.
And to talk about how do you walk upright in times like this, just to write so that people can just at least hear it from somebody who's not wearing a collar that this thing is real.
Right, yes, right, yes, right, yes, right. Yes. That's words to live by right there, I'm telling you. So if you trying to win souls for Christ, and we're all trying to do that, what happens when you run into that individual who's not, you know, of that nature, and it just wants to fight you on that? Because we have a lot of people fighting us on this issue.
Well, I'll just let them fight me. I'm not here to convert. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And if you realize that, it makes it easy. I'm just here to water or plant, to share truth, to impart truth, to try to give guidance, to try to give direction. But if a man is going left and there's a big ditch, and I say, if you go to the right, I promise you, you won't fall into a ditch, and he chooses to go to the left, that's his choice.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, we just have to realize that every man is given choice. If God gives man choice, who am I to take choice away from him?
Right, yes. Right. So we can only share.
That's
share.
It. You just share the truth and let the chips fall where they may. And that's what my music is all about, really. Mm-hmm. Even though it's instrumental, it's all about truth.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right, right.
You know, when you listen to the breath of life and you hear like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart, it's encouraging for people. Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, Jehovah Jireh, those that know those songs, those are just messages. And even though the words are not there throughout the entire song, the spirit of the music is there.
Right.
And so I'm just trying to provide a medium where the Spirit of God will feel comfortable in resting upon it, because he doesn't rest upon all music.
Right. Right.
You know, music is inspirational. Music is can be inspiring. Music can be motivating. But I've learned through the scripture that where he chooses to rest his spirit is on music that witnesses of him.
Right. Right. And what I love about your music, too, Angela, is that it's positive music, uplifting positivity, you know, being progressive in the Lord, you know, that's what it's about.
And then wanting to give people a production, Tony, that is just second to none.
Yes.
You know, when we did John 3:16, I did that for people that love the Yellow Jackets and that love foreplay and love Eric Marienthal and people like that. We wanted to do from one extreme to the other. In terms of style and productivity, like Praise Jam.
Right.
You know, we turned a Pentecostal shout around and just made it electrifying.
Right.
You know, so we did that so people can really enjoy the music, because that's what we are. We're artists.
Right.
And we're painting pictures. So, you know, the producer of this project, Kevin Griffin, and the musicians are actually all playing live. That was fun.
Yeah, nice.
And we just went there with it.
Amen.
And what's your thought process in, you know, coming up with songs, to decide what songs to put on the project, what to keep, what to throw out? What is your thought process with that?
It's always something that means something to me.
Okay.
It makes it easier for me to play. If I'm playing a testimony, if I'm playing a conviction, if I'm playing a belief, if I'm playing something that really is something that I would sing or say if I had words, then I'll do it.
Amen.
Like, we come this far by faith. How'd you get here, Tony?
That's right.
How'd you get here? Tell
by
him.
Faith. By faith.
There
I'm
you go.
By faith, man. What?
Faith.
No other way.
Right.
No other way. No other way. Yeah. Believe that. Yeah. I'm telling you.
So, you know, that's what it's all about. So that way, no matter what congregation of people or audience or venue that I'm in, I can always play with conviction.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You know?
Wow. Well, we appreciate that, Angela. We appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom, for kingdom building.
Yes.
And you've always been that way. You always profess that.
Oh,
you know, no other way, whether you're on stage, off stage, behind the scenes, what have you, you always will give a word.
Yeah, and it's not a new buzzword for me. You know, a lot of times we pick up the new cliche of the hour or, you know, the new buzzword of the hour and we run with it. But, you know, for those who are listening by radio and have been walking with the Lord for a while and have fallen and gotten up and struggled and pressed through a whole lot of situations to continue your faith and to continue your walk, you know, it's not about a buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really not even about Sunday morning ritual motions that you go through. It's really about relationship.
Yes.
That's the only sustaining power, period, is relationship.
Yeah. Right. And I know you have a true relationship with God, and that's why he's opened these doors for you and kept you going all of these years, throughout the years.
Yeah, that has to be it, trust me. You got to love somebody to keep going.
I know, that's right. And the other thing I love about you, Angela, is that you take care of not only the temple, but your body as well. You eat right, you work out. You have to, right?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. I mean, I love eating right. I love exercising. I love all that. And it's not about vanity. Okay, maybe just an inch. But it's
you're working it, girl. You're working it. I've seen the pictures.
You know, you got to tell the truth.
Come on, man.
It's really just about wanting to maintain your youth, maintain your temple, maintain your conditioning. Because this is the only vehicle I'm going to get here on Earth to move around in.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get another one.
Uh-huh.
And so you got to keep it in tip-top shape. And you know what I did? Just this January, I did something, and I want to share this with your listening audience. Last year, by the end of the year, I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I was exhausted spiritually, mentally, emotionally. I had put so much out. It was a successful year, depending on what you call success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from a financial standpoint, from a standpoint of all the places you've gone, from doing what you wanted to do to accomplishing your goal. But at the end of the year, I was wiped out.
Mm.
And I told my mother, I mentioned it to my father, I mentioned it to all my friends. I kept, you know how you keep bleeding a situation to different people? I'm just tired. And they just say, oh, you've just got energy. Oh, the Lord will just replenish you.
Right.
Oh, it's just a moment. Oh, you just need the Thanksgiving break. You just need a Christmas break. And I couldn't get anybody to really hear what I was saying. And by January, I ran into someone who mentioned to me about going on a fast. Now, generally, I fast, you know, 3 days, 5 days. You know, I can do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned a 21-day fast. And I was just like, oh, absolutely not. You know, I weigh 137.5.
Soaking wet.
You know, I am not going to go to the Stella Awards looking like Whitney Houston. I'm not being funny, y'all. I'm not trying to bust. But, you know, she had lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And I knew that if I dropped the weight, I had already had my dress picked out, purchased.
Yes.
And to make a long story short, I did go on the fast. And so, you know, for those that were at the Stella's, had no idea, because, you know, you don't tell people when you're on a fast. You just kind of go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a 21-day water-only fast. Now, this is not for everybody.
Right.
And after the fast was over, on the 22nd, 23rd day, it was as if somebody had went under my hood, regutted my engine, put a brand new one in, and my energy level has been through the ceiling ever since.
Hey, really?
Yes, it has. There are not only spiritual gains and benefits from fasting, there are also physical benefits. And it took me 14 days, Tony, just to get beyond my flesh. That's what's amazing.
Hmm.
You can be saved and walking with the Lord and feeling like you're doing things right and have no idea how far you may have drifted into carnality.
Right.
And the reason why I realized it was divinely appointed for me to do 21 days is because it took me 14 just to get beyond my strong constitution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first week you're still active, you're still doing everything you're doing.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, you may read one verse, couple scriptures, and, you know, Lord, I love you, and keep going because you're busy. Second week, you slow down a little. By the time I got to the third week, there was nothing but for him to speak into me. I was at that point so weak in flesh that all I had was spirit.
Wow.
And I began to devour chapters of the scripture, and revelation began to open up to me, and he renewed me. You know, the Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength.
Yes.
And the only it's about how do you wait?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're waiting with a belly full of food and you're waiting with all these activities around you, it's very difficult for him to renew strength because you have your strength.
Right. So the only way you got through this time was through the strength of God in the
exactly.
Bible.
Exactly. And that's how I got to the other side of my tired. So for those that are exhausted, you know, when the scripture says, when you're weak, then am I made strong.
Right.
He wasn't talking about weak in sin.
Right.
Go ahead, girl.
Amen.
He's
talking about when you push back from the table.
Yeah.
And you're made weak, whether it's 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, and you're waiting on him. He's made strong in you because you've pushed back and allowed your flesh to become weak.
Amen.
So that your spirit man can be made strong. It's these little nuggets of revelation that he gave me through this fast that some of these things we got backwards.
Ah. Mm.
And it has just really rejuvenated my life, made me fresh. I'm not tired. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
I'm not tired anymore.
Okay.
My spirit man is not tired.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus said to his disciples, when I'm gone, then my disciples will fast. And, you know, we as believers have to go back to fasting as one, not the only, not the primary, but just as one of our tools.
Amen.
To strengthen ourselves as we continue our journey.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
And I brought that up out of us talking about the physical and how
the physical,
do you,
yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes.
How do you maintain the physical,
yeah.
Working out, going to the gym, eating properly. It's not about just eating healthy and eating properly. It's also about sometimes not eating at all.
Mm, 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 mm. 21 days, Angela?
I did it. I did drop to 117 pounds.
Woo.
But, you know, I've got it back.
Okay.
It doesn't take long to put weight on.
Oh, we know that. We know that's right.
It doesn't take long at all. And again, for those who are listening, I'm not saying that 21 day fast is for everybody.
It's for everyone. Exactly. Right. You want to get that straight. Yes,
yes, please.
Yes, please.
It's not a magic wand. It's,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that your heart must be in. It's not a diet plan. It's
right.
Not to lose weight, because I was in tip top shape when I went into the fast. I couldn't have been in more excellent health and more excellent shape.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sister Girl is buff, y'all. Just want to let y'all know that.
And so,
all right.
You know, it was a sacrifice, but, you know, it's the best thing that could have ever happened to me. And I don't know why fasting is not something that is taught in the church to disciples, to use it as part of your walk. Not the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you may fast for 3 days. You may fast. Matter of fact, Tony, what's the gentleman's name that's online with us?
Don Corey.
Don Corey.
Don Corey Washington.
John, yeah. Remember back in the day, we're going back in the day where they would have shut-in service.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the saints would fast through the night, through the day, you
uh-huh.
know, and wake up the next morning, you're still at church.
Yes.
But times have changed.
Yeah.
And a result of the times changing, it seems like in Western America that the saints have become weaker.
Mm.
But
yeah.
I'm going to leave that alone because we want to talk on a happy note. I'm going to leave that alone.
Go ahead, preach.
Go ahead, girl. Yeah, by the way, preaching, when are you going into seminary? Because you need to be up there yourself, girl, just spreading the word, because you have a lot to offer people.
Well, you know, we're all witnesses of Christ, and that's
yeah.
what's important, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah. Just got a message here on Facebook. Kevin Moore, saxophonist out there in the Bay Area of California, says hello. He wanted to give you a shout out.
Hey, Kevin. You know, and I'm on Facebook. I haven't done anything with it yet. I've just been on about a month or two. It's just so complicated. I'm all over MySpace doing my thing, and you know. But I'm Tony. You just got it going on my face, you know. So I'm gonna have to get on there and make something happen. My name is Angela Christie. For those that have just tuned on. And I do have a Facebook page.
Okay, I'm going to search you out now, man.
But yeah. It's just there.
It's just there? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to start responding and doing something. I can't let you outdo me.
All right, now. Come on, catch up. I have about,
let's
see.
I can't let the Upper East Coast outdo Atlanta.
I have 565 friends now is what I got here.
Wow.
So you got a lot of catching up to do. But I see how you worked on MySpace, man. You shot up. You first came on. Hey, she had about 22 friends, Don. Next time I logged on there, Sister Girl, she had about 2,000 friends. She got all her friends that quick. Look at her. All on that bad boy.
You have to show yourself friendly, that's all.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, but no. It's a blessing, and it's a great networking tool, and that's what I'm about. You know, I'm always spreading the message and always trying to get the word about this program and also about, you know, what we do as artists. And
right.
We have to use the tools that are put out to us, you know, and I think that's what it's all about. And I use the internet quite frequently, and I'm always looking out for new technology. And like what we're doing right now, we're doing the live video stream, so we have people all over the world watching us behind the scenes doing this radio show, and it's just a blessing. People are having a good time, and I think Facebook is a great another great tool to spread the message about what we do, about the music ministry. And you'll be surprised, Angela, on how many people will hit you up and say, I am blessed by your music. I've listened to your music in the past, and they might not have known that you were on MySpace or in any other venue, but on a venue like Facebook, where a lot of kids are and college students,
mm-hmm.
you'll garner so many more new fans. And just all about you know, spreading the message about kingdom building.
Right.
So whatever you can use, girl, I got you. You got questions, man? I got your back. You know how I operate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're sweet. The thing about Tony Jonathan that is so cool is that he's so selfless. It's, you know, as a musician who is promoting other musicians. I mean, that's a rarity right there.
Yes. And everybody will tell you, I very rarely play my music here. You probably won't hear my music maybe once a month that I'll play it, and that's all by request most times, and I get a lot of flack. You don't play your music enough, but I let people know it's not about me. It never was, never will be. So I'm just glad that God gave me this opportunity for this vehicle to get the message across and to showcase and promote other artists of the like that are doing this for kingdom building as well, like yourself.
I know what you're trying to do, Tony.
What's that, girl?
The scripture says, let the greatest among you serve. You just trying to be the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
You just trying to flip the script.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
I know what you're trying to do. He's still trying to be first. Look at him on the slide.
Uh-huh. Yes. On the DM. Found me out. Oh, man. Right. Just like that. Girl, real good.
Sister Lene Battle out there in California sends a shout out to you as well. Fantastic vocalists out there. Everyone is saying hello to you, Angela.
That's cool. Hello out there on the West Coast. I appreciate you all's support collectively and individually. And I just want to thank everybody who did pick up The Breath of Life.
Yes.
And all the other projects that I've put out. It's just, you know, you can't make it without people.
Right.
And I was telling my girlfriend the other day, everybody wants to be a celebrity, but you can't be a celebrity if there's nobody to celebrate you.
Like,
in the world all by yourself.
Say that again. So, someone missed that. They didn't catch that. Say that again, girl. Come on.
You cannot be a celebrity unless somebody is there celebrating you. So there are no little people because we're all important to one another. So,
that's right.
You know, I really appreciate the support of the people buying the music and listening to the music, and certainly for hitting me up on MySpace and just letting me know what the music means to them. That's always, isn't that encouraging?
Yes.
To get a message from somebody that says, wow, I've been listening to you for years, or I've listened to your music and I love it. It encourages you.
That is priceless, Angela. You cannot buy that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You cannot buy that. When someone comes up to you and says, your music inspires me, it meant a lot to me, you cannot beat that feeling. And you can't get that in any other style of music. I don't know, you know, R&B, hip hop or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get someone that comes up to you, especially an old woman from the church, an old mother from the church, that said, girl, you know that song just blessed my heart. You just really reached down and blessed me. I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
They want you to autograph their Bibles and such and everything. Man, what? Come on. But no, it's all good. It's all good. And I'm glad that you're continually doing what you're doing, that what God has blessed you with and what God has called you to do. And as I said before, you always do it in excellence. It doesn't matter what you're going to do. You're going to see Angela Christie do it to the fullness. Ain't that right?
Amen.
That's the only way to do it.
And what's the website, Angela?
So the website is angelachristie.com. It's spelled Angel with an extra L-A. A-N-G-E-L-L-A-C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. That's Angel with an L-A, Christ with an I-E.com. angelachristie.com. Uh-huh. And it's the same thing on MySpace, same thing on Facebook. And, of course, my website, angelachristie.com.
And she has a slamming MySpace site there, y'all, man. It is sweet. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
What? I don't look like that when I wake up in the morning, but I can get there. Let the truth be told. But I can. You know what? Men, you all don't have to go through none of that. You all just comb your hair back.
But we ain't got no hair right now.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, you don't even have to do that right now. Put a little Vaseline on your face and just go ahead. Matter of fact, you don't even wear heels. You wear flat shoes and grab her by the hand and say, hurry up.
Hurry up, and right? What's taking you so long?
Right.
You know I'm out here waiting for you.
Oh, boy. So you all kind of got it easy. But, you know, we have to pull ourselves together.
I understand.
Wear the 2.5 and 3-inch heels and all that kind of stuff. Well,
you do your thing, girl. You do it fine. I'm telling you. Yeah. And then when she gets on stage, y'all, she kicks those heels off. Right? Ain't that right?
They must go.
They must
go. Nothing to stage off of them PAW way back in the day. Still the same. And if I'm in a huge place, I'll still play like I'm in a little storefront.
Amen. Right.
It just doesn't change. I still pull out my my slingshot and my stones and go for it.
Nice, nice.
Because I love what I do and I love who I do it for.
Good.
And it's hard. It's hard when you got the can't help it.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Well, girl, I don't want to keep you. I know you're tired. I want to get you sleep on.
Yes.
Get a couple more hours in there if you can. But we want you to come back again when you have some time, all right?
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for having me on, Jonathan. It was great.
That's Don.
Don. Yeah. I thought he said Jonathan. Don.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don.
He just got those lips yesterday, Angela.
He just got them yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's early. It was great spending time with you also this morning.
God bless you.
And I appreciate the love from the station and the airplay and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Amen. Anytime. And whenever you're here in the area, come on by, man. We'll try and go grab some. What's your favorite choice of chow? What do you like? You seafood? Italian?
I love seafood. I love seafood.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's my girl right there, man.
Tony, what city are you in?
I'm actually in New Jersey. I'm in West Milford, New Jersey, but I travel all over. But my residence is in West Milford, New Jersey.
New Jersey. They have good seafood in New Jersey?
Sure do.
Okay, because, you know, I thought Baltimore had it all, but okay.
Ah, man, Baltimore. It's just because they're closer to the water.
They're close to water, too.
We're close to water, too, now. Come on. There's plenty of places out on the shore that I could take you to and hook you up, man.
Don, do you have a MySpace?
I do.
Go ahead, Don.
It's myspace.com/ Don Corey Sings.
Don Corey Sings.
Mm-hmm.
DonCoreySings.
CoreySings.
Okay, I'm going to come on there and see if you can sing. You have your music on there?
I do.
Okay.
This boy can sing, trust me. He's got skills.
Okay.
This boy records with everybody. He's just being a little shy right now.
He is PAW, and if you say PAW or Kojic, generally they can do it.
Listen, are you PAW?
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
No, I came up Kojic.
Okay.
But
I remember you being at the conferences, you know.
You know, I go through all of them.
Yeah.
I go through all of them. But I've been at New Birth the last 20 years. So New Birth,
okay.
Bishop Eddie O'Long, that's my
home
church.
You?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to get off the phone, guys.
Girl, we can go all night. We can go all night long, girl.
You all been trying to give me the benediction for the last 3 minutes.
No, you can stay as long as you want.
I guess I should be a preacher. I keep saying one more thing.
Yes. And before we go.
Just one more thing.
Girl, anytime. It's always a pleasure talking to you. You know that.
Okay.
You know that. Love you so much. And
love you
be
guys
safe
too.
Out
love
there. What do you have coming up next? Where are you headed to next? After
I'm heading to Bermuda. I will be at the Atlantis Thursday. I fly out Thursday morning.
Okay.
And I will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Celebrating my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to land at Miles Monroe on Sunday morning.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of people from Bermuda that are listening in right now. So you're at the Atlantis?
Yes, I'm going to be. Why am I telling everybody where I'm going to be if they're going to be there? I'm going to be at the Atlantis.
Okay.
I want to swim with the dolphin.
Okay.
You know, there's a dolphin down there, a couple of them that they allow people to swim with. So I want to experience that. I have loved Flipper since I was a kid.
Yeah.
They call him Flipper.
Yes. So I want to go and swim with the dolphins, sit on the beach, you know, swim a little bit, read a little bit, relax a little bit, eat some of the island food. They have something called conch salad that I really want to try.
Yes. And get the Bermuda fish chowder. Come on, man.
Okay,
the fish chowder. You have to have that, girl.
Okay, I'm definitely going to do that.
Please.
And there's some ride that someone recommended to me that I can't remember the name of it, but I'm just going to enjoy the Atlantis. I love the hotel. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I've heard about it. My pastor raves about the Atlantis.
Oh, it is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And so you're going to the Bahamas, not Bermuda. The Bahamas.
I'm sorry, not Bermuda.
Yeah.
The Bahamas. I am so sorry.
That's okay.
The Bahamas. Nassau. I said Miles Monroe and the Atlantis, and I'm at Bermuda. But I love the island Bermuda.
Yeah, I'm actually heading there myself in July. I have a wedding to do. So shout out to Sophia Dyer, who just logged on as well from Facebook. This Facebook is kicking, girl. I'm telling you.
Gotta get on.
She is on. She just got to.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she just got to.
I'm on. I just don't have any friends.
No friends. She's got no friends. Come on, y'all. Make Angela your friend.
I'm going to try. I just haven't made the effort, but I'm going to get back on. I have a Facebook. Angela Christie. A-N-G-E-L-L-A. Christie. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. But I'm going to begin to work my page. So my next place is the Bahamas, and I'm going down there to celebrate my birthday and also to visit my friend's church, and we'll just keep going from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you enjoy it. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you
Don't
so much.
Stay out in that sun too long, man.
Oh, I was made for the sun. I have the pigmentation for it.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
You know, chocolate is in. Don't get me started.
Hey, come on now.
Don't get me started.
Oh, I feel the same way.
The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Come on, man. You know?
Yeah.
Come on. But you have a great time out there, girl.
Yes, and enjoy.
We look forward for you coming back whenever you have time. You know that. Yeah, I told you have an open door here on Gospel Jazzations, all right?
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right, Angela. I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Angela Christie right here on Gospel Jazzations WFDU 89.1 FM.
What a treat.
Yeah, man. You know how I do. I spoke to her yesterday. I said, girl, you got to come on tomorrow, man.
Amen.
Oh, okay. And then she didn't realize she's just getting from Phoenix.
I know, right? But she had that energy going.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Like, you know. Shout out to Brother Kevin Lewis, who's right here and.
I see him online.
Here
okay.
in Hackensack.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah, just tuning in.
And shout out to Sophia Dyer, who just logged on. She's tuning in as well. How you doing, Sophia? She's watching us on.
Shout out to Winnie Stewart.
Winnie. And Lene Battle. Thank you so much for tuning in, Lene.
Yes. Shout out to Deanna Langley.
Yeah.
South Plainfield. Oops.
Where that at?
In the Plainfields.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, 5:38 in the a.m., 20 minutes, 22 minutes thereabouts left on the air with you at 6 o'clock for this final day of pledging your support to Gospel Jazzations. So whatever you can do, we appreciate each and every nickel, penny, dime you may have to pledge your support to this radio music ministry. And thanks again to Angela Christie. Log on to her website, angelachristie.com. That's Angela. That's two L's, not Angela.
That's right.
She doesn't even answer you if you call her Angela. He won't even talk to you. Call her Angela. It's Angela with two L's. AngelaChristie.com and hit her up on the MySpace. She has a beautiful MySpace site. Girl has over, she's just got thousands of friends, man. I'm telling you, she knows everybody. And as she said, make her a friend on the Facebook. So she'll probably straighten that out as soon as she get back from the Bahamas.
Won't you do it?
Just won't you do it. Tell her you heard her on Gospel Jazzations, all right? Help sister girl out.
Help out.
In the meantime, I'll play some music, more music from her. This is Because of Who You Are.
That's right.
From the CD, The Breath of Life. 2009 Stella Award winner, Angela Christie, right here in Gospel Jazzations. Good night, gentlemen. Oh, Lene, good night.
Oh,
Lene.
You're leaving?
What? It's still early, man. Can't go yet. Got 20 minutes left on the air with you. Where you going? Go anywhere. Still early. Got some grits going on for me.
Please don't
put on a pot of grits and some French toast, some scrambled eggs, and some bacon or something like that, all right?
Amen.
And E.B. Fisher just walked in here. She'll be on in 20 minutes.
She's here.
She came in again with empty-handed. E.B., what did I say about bringing in some breakfast one of these mornings, huh? 201-692-2012. Here's Angela Christie right here on Gospel Jazzation. WFDU 89.1 FM. Thank you.
Hi, this is Evie with a little reminder about my show, Nothing But the Blues. Join me for 3 hours of...
I'm still...
So late!
It's blues! Nothing But the Blues. Every Wednesday morning from 6 to 9 on 89.1 WFDU FM.
Thank you.
WFDU 89.1 FM Gospel Jazzations. It is 5:54 in the AM. Going to try and make our way on out of here. That was music coming to you from Angela Christie. Song entitled Walk With Me.
Yes.
I want to thank Angela for coming on the program.
Yeah, that was great. It was a treat having her.
Yeah.
And once again, I want to give a shout out to Kevin Lewis, who's right here near the campus. Just moved over here from New York not too long ago. Mm-hmm. So, and he's enjoying the show, the little piece of portion that he's able to get on. But we're on every week, Kevin, at the same time. 1:15 a.m. to 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that's right. Every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
Yeah. So like Tuesday night going into Wednesday.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, Don, thanks for hanging in with me, man.
Well, this is how we do.
You know.
At the other format.
Yeah, yeah.
On the right side of the dial. Isn't that right, Kevin?
Thanks to all of you who have pledged your support to Gospel Jazzations for this month. This is the last time, last 3 minutes or so. We'll give a shout out to P. Smallwood. P. Smallwood in the house. Thank you so much. Sister Robin Harris, fantastic trombonist, gospel trombonist. She's actually going to send in a check. She's just going to just send it in. She don't even bother with the pledge bag. She's just going to send in the check. Thank you to Merlon Devine, Anita Carter. That's us, Nicole's mom. She's pledging her support to Gospel Jazzations.
Thanks, Ma.
And Duke Guillaume as well. And thanks to Sister Winifred, Winnie Stewart. Appreciate you.
Yes, Sister she's enjoying the last portion of the show.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
been
this
up all night.
She's been up all night. I'm going to try and squeeze this song on for her. And
that's right.
Alpha Langley. Yes. Alpha Langley. You got your ears on, Alpha Langley? And Lene Battle, thank you for tuning in all morning long, girl.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be sleeping real good.
Yeah. Where is she based?
She's in California.
Oh, she is in California.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not late out. It's not that late out there.
Well, thank you, Lene, and she says hello, Don.
Hello, Lene.
All right.
How you doing?
5:57 in the a.m., 3 minutes before the top of the hour, so we can only get 3 minutes of this song on for Sister Winnie and for none other than Sister Alpha Langley.
That's right. Otherwise, Deanna and Kevin. You too, Kevin Lewis.
We thank y'all so much for tuning in to Gospel Jazzations. And for those of you who still want to make a pledge to Gospel Jazzations, send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com or give me a call at 201-692-2012. You can call and do an EB show.
Yeah. But don't forget her portion. Don't forget her portion.
Right, don't forget her portion.
I get a cut.
Yeah, she gets a cut too. All right. Thank y'all so much. We'll see y'all next week.
God bless.
God bless you.
See you, Kev.
See you, Kev. And we'll talk about it. Oh, Lene says, oh, Kevin Moore said he's got Batman pajamas.
Oh. Yeah. Don't make a difference. Don't they make got a the feet in them.
Yeah, exactly. with a hole in the knee. Skinned up. Skinned up knee.
And when you grow out of them, you just cut the feet out of them.
Right. All right, let's get out of here, man.
All right.
Evie Fish is up next. See y'all. Take care. Have a blessed week. Ciao.
Bye.